Welcome to another class of Spirit Life Training. I'm glad to be with you. Last time we were together, we were talking about the aspect of the soul called the emotions or your feelings. And we began to explain about the emotions, how powerful the emotions are. Let me go over this again. Your environment creates your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your feelings or your emotions. Emotions cause you to act, and your actions bring results. Your emotions, as I said last week, gives you fuel to do. So, as promised, this week I'm going to talk about how to control your emotions. It's very simple. What's hard is learning the behavior to do so. The steps are very easy. But learning to do it is hard. You must learn how to respond, not to react. You must learn to respond and not to react. How do you do that? How do I control my emotions? Well, very simple. The author puts it plainly. You must doubt every emotion that comes up. Every emotion. Doubt them all. Look at 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Excuse me, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And the third verse. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Verse 5 is where I want to get to. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Let's read that fifth verse like this. Casting down emotions, your feelings, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, or the emotions of God, and bringing into captivity every emotion to the obedience of Christ. So in order for us to bring our emotions unto the obedience of, captivity into the obedience of Christ, that means you got to bring your thoughts. Because remember now, your thoughts produce your feelings. See, feelings and emotions are not wrong. Nothing wrong with them. It's what they cause you to do is the problem. So if your thoughts cause you to feel a certain way, your feelings cause you to act, you're going to bring certain results. So the way you control that is you got to doubt every emotion and cause it to be compared and cause them to be compared to the emotions of God. How do you do that? How do you do that? Now, here's where it becomes a little difficult because it's on you and you need the Holy Spirit to help you. Some more than others. Go with me to Luke. I'm going to read the scripture over and over again in this class. Luke 21. Let's start off at verse 12. Now in my Bible, verse 12, right above verse 12, it says, "Persecution will come." That's the title, that's the subtitle. Let's read. "But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and in the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it in, therefore, in your hearts, or in your minds, or in your souls, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all of your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. For there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. Jesus said, in your patience, this is Jesus saying it, possess ye your soul. So really from verse 12 to verse, 17? Jesus eliminated every excuse for you to act outside of his character. He's eliminated every excuse for you to act outside of his character. And his solution was, in your patience, possess ye your soul. What does that mean? That means that you have to learn to respond and not react. When you pause in situations, when you pause when you get devastating news, when you get disappointing news, when you get frustrating news, when you have a disappointing situation, you have a situation that makes you angry, you have a situation that embarrasses you, you have to pause. That's where you need the Holy Spirit to help you to pause. I gave an example last class of taking my son to the emergency room, and eventually found out he had bronchitis, but the emergency room doctor just saw him breathing hard and went to run a test. I don't know if he missed that. I don't know what happened, but he came to me and said, not looking good. Because I was able to pause, what I did, in my patience, I possessed my soul. Now watch what happened when in my patience, I possessed my soul. When I possessed my soul, it caused my spirit to have a chance to hear what God is saying and respond. I was able to hear through a word of knowledge that this is an emergency room doctor. All he sees is trauma. It's not that bad. That's what God told me. It's not that serious. So I was able to look at my wife and respond. And you know what happened last class. What the nurse came and said, oh, this, we're going to take care of this. So Satan was trying to get me through my emotions to attract something that was not there. In your patience, possess ye your soul. It is important that you allow your soul to be possessed so that you can check and hold accountable those emotions. Very important. The author says this. I want to read it to you. Emotions without the word of God to give them substance becomes horrible decision makers. That's called reacting. But when you pause and allow the word of God to give your emotions substance, that's called responding. Now, there's nothing wrong with being angry. See, let's get this straight. There's nothing wrong with being angry. The Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. It's nothing wrong with being frustrated. It's nothing wrong with being disappointed. It's nothing wrong with having any of those feelings. What's wrong is when you have them and you don't allow the word of God to give them substance. Jesus, there's nothing wrong with Jesus mourning with them in John the 11th chapter with Lazarus. But he allowed the word of God to give his substance, and it pushed him to perform a miracle. Jesus, in his patience, possessed his soul when he went into the temple. And because the Bible says he took his time and formed a whip. So he was very purposeful in his anger. Let's see. Go back to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, I want to read something to you. 2 Corinthians. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So that means we have to war after the spirit. So in other words, what I mean by that? Are you going to let your carnal emotions make decisions, push you to act? Or are you going to allow your spiritual emotions to cause you to act? When you possess your soul, you in your patience, you pause and possess your soul, you shift. Now watch this. You shift from carnal to supernatural. It may be the same emotion, but the outcome is going to be different. I'm going to say that again. When you possess your soul, in your patience, you possess your soul, it causes you to have the opportunity to shift from carnality to spirituality, from the flesh to the supernatural. Jesus was able to shift from the natural to the supernatural when he whipped them out of the temple. He was angry, but the outcome from his decisions that from the, watch this, from the results from his decision that he made to do, remember, your emotions fuel your actions, was the outcome of God. Not his outcome, the outcome of God. How many times in your life have you reacted instead of responding? And had to go back and clean up a mess, a bigger mess that you made from a smaller mess because of your emotions. I've practiced this for many years now. In my patience, I possess my soul. One of my statements is nobody can't offend me. I refuse to react. I don't care who it is or what they say. I refuse to react. Let me give you an example. Years ago, I think it was during President Obama's first term when he was being elected and, you know, certain people didn't like the idea of a first black president and just all kind of craziness. I had to get some metal roofing for a building on our property. And so I had a piece of the metal roofing. And the only place they carried this metal roofing was a place in St. Bernard Parish. I don't even remember the name of the company. So I drove where I live in Ascension Parish in Gonzales to St. Bernard Parish. It's about an hour and a half, maybe an hour, 45-minute ride. So I drove down there. So when I walked in, had three, I sat there for a minute at the counter, had three people walk by, look at me. They paused, looked at me, and kept going, walked past me. Three white gentlemen. Remember now, in your patience, possess your soul. So I stood there for about maybe 10 minutes. And one of them finally came and say, and they saw the color of the metal I had in my hand, the roofing. And he said, oh, we don't have that metal here. And I smiled. I simply responded. I said, you're smart. You have ESP. I said my exact word. You have ESP. He said, well, how you say that? I said, you're able to answer my question before I asked it. Because my question is, do you have this color? When I did that, his whole countenance changed. He became more pleasurable. He became more pleasant to help me get what I needed. I wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I wasn't mad. In your patience, possess your soul. Was I going to react in the carnal side of me or in the supernatural side of me? Because at the end of the day, I didn't care how he felt toward me. I didn't care about how he felt about life. It wasn't my concern. All I wanted was to get to find out if you have this colored metal, and if you do, let me place this order. Because all I wanted was the metal. Roofing. I didn't care about nothing else. I could have got, if I hadn't had the practice of in your place to possess your soul, I could have got upset. Could have told the place up like, y'all just rude around here. I ain't giving y'all my money. I ain't doing this. But all I wanted was the metal roofing. I didn't care about his behavior. I didn't care about how he felt toward me. I didn't even care about the office and how they felt about anything. All I wanted was the metal roofing to be able to put it on a metal building that I have, that we have here on the church property. That was it. Your emotions that are not checked by the word of God will cause you to be a horrible decision maker. I could have made a bigger mess if I'd have started acting a fool in that place. Because I needed the metal. That was the only place that had it. I needed it for a building. That was the objective. So what how he feels and how I feel got to do with this? I just want the metal. How many times have you stopped yourself from getting what you wanted because of your emotions? That's why Jesus said in Luke 21:19, in your patience, possess ye your soul. So that you can have a chance to respond, not just react. Again, in those two situations, if I had reacted, things would have went a different way. If I had reacted to the emergency room doctor's prognosis, I probably would have attracted something to my son that wasn't there. See, you must remember something about Satan. This is why Satan is so tricky. He has no power, none. But what he does is he talks to you and gets you to use your power on his behalf. That's all he did to Adam and Eve. The Bible says, the Bible said that Eve saw the fruit, she saw it was pleasant to the eyes. Emotion, she began to want it. Caused her to eat the fruit and relinquished the authority of the world system to Satan. He had no power. All he had was a lie. So all Satan has in your life is a lie. Don't allow him to take your power and use it against you. If I would have acted a fool in that store, Satan would have used my power against me and I would not have gotten what I wanted. There's nothing wrong with being angry. Nothing wrong with being frustrated. Nothing wrong with being disappointed. What's wrong with it is when you do not let the word of God hold those emotions accountable. Let me say this. God is sovereign over his will. He's not sovereign over your will. What I mean by that? God will move heaven, hell, and earth to accomplish what he wants. He won't move heaven, hell, and earth to move what you want unless what you want is what he wants. So therefore, if you're trying to operate in emotions from a carnal point of view, God is not obligated to cause things to come to pass. But when you operate from a spiritual, emotional point of view, from what he wants you to operate from, God is sovereign to make that come to pass. This is why Jesus said, in your patience, possess your soul. When Jesus possessed his soul and was able to feel the emotions and able to take on how man was feeling when they lose a loved one, it drove him to perform a miracle. How many times have you let your emotions cause you to be tripped up? You must learn, you must develop the ability to teach yourself how to feel. Very easily done. That's why the Bible says, renew your mind with the word of God so that you can prove or recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you're able to recognize that, you're able to do what God is asking you to do, which means it'll produce the emotions that God wants to produce in you when you pause. See, it's three people trying to produce emotions out of you. You, Satan, and God. Now, you're gonna lose every time you let Satan produce an emotion in you. You're going to lose the majority of the time you let yourself produce emotions in you. But you'll win every time you allow God to produce emotions in you. Every time you allow God to produce your emotions. What I mean by that, you may have a situation where somebody make you angry. When you pause in your patience, possess your soul, you give God a chance to teach you how to address that, how to respond. Then you would get the outcome God wants. Without that, you're going to get the outcome you want or the outcome that Satan wants. Most times you get the outcome you want or what Satan wants, you're making a bigger mess. You're ruining relationships. You're ruining opportunities. You're ruining situations because of your patience. Go to Galatians. Galatians, watch this. Galatians, the fifth chapter. Galatians, the fifth chapter. Watch this. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And look what verse 23 says, the B part. Against such there is no law. Watch this, verse 24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh that has the affections and the lust, emotions. Watch this. And they that are Christ, verse 24 again, have crucified the emotions. That's what it's saying. They have crucified their emotions. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So if we live in the Spirit, let us all walk in the Spirit. You can't live in the Spirit and walk in the flesh. It ain't going to work. If you live in the Spirit, you have opportunity to live in the Spirit. Why? Christ lives on the inside of you. The Spirit, very Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. If you live in the Spirit, you also have to walk after the Spirit. You have to have patience for that. You can't automatically be in the Spirit. You can't automatically. Why? Because you live in a natural. You live in a carnal world. So you have to. That's why Jesus say, in your patience, possess your soul. This has helped me in my marriage. It's helped me in a relationship with my family, a relationship with my friends. I can't be offended. Can't be offended. I'm not saying I can't get angry. I don't get frustrated. But you can't offend me. Offense causes you to react. I'm not about reacting. I'm about responding. I'm able to pause, sit back for a moment, go through my thoughts, let the Holy Spirit kick in. Let him tell me, you shouldn't act like this. That's the wrong emotion for this. Because then I can channel it. I can channel it. What I mean by channel it? I can channel my emotions to cause me to act a certain way. You are very powerful. You can't let situations, people, and culture control your emotions. You have to eliminate from out of your environment, out of your culture, that anything that controls your emotion above the Word of God. Stop watching the news and getting mad. It doesn't matter what the Republicans and Democrats do. It doesn't. If that gets you all hot and bothered, stop watching it. Stop watching shows that's full of drama. You have the ability to control your emotions. Controlling your emotions is the easy part. The hard part is pausing to give yourself a chance. Yeah, you're going to meet a situation, somebody try to embarrass you. I've been there. Pause. Let other people around you think what they want to think. Pause. Let them think what they want to think. Pause, because I want to make sure I respond the way God would respond. When you respond the way God would respond, how you respond the way God responds, when you pause and give the Holy Spirit a chance to give you insight, tell you how to respond, tell you how to feel, and you make yourself feel that way. When you do that, you get the results of God. Your environment produces your thoughts. Your environment creates your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your feelings. Your feelings cause you to act. What if you let God get involved in your thoughts and your feelings? You have to pause for that to happen. When you pause and give God a chance to get involved in your thoughts and your feelings, you're going to act a certain way. When you act a certain way, you're going to get certain results. So if I want the results of God in my life, I have to act a certain way. I got to do things a certain way. If I want to do things God's way, I have to feel how God feels. My emotions have to be checked by Him, have to be changed by Him. In order for my emotions to be checked by Him, I have to let the Word of God check my thoughts. You can control your emotions. Controlling your emotions will cause you to get victory in every situation. That's why Jesus said, in your patience, possess ye your soul. You see, Jesus, in John, the second chapter, his mom came to him and said, hey, they run out of wine. Jesus said, what they got to do with me? What? But then he was able to pause. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, Jesus was turning water into wine. He had to pause. You must practice pausing. Answer no man suddenly. That's how you control your emotions. In your marriage, you are both humans. I was listening at my wife one time. My wife was telling me she was listening at a podcast, and this lady said, her husband, she said, every day we talk, and it's funny the way she said it. She said, I asked him, what you got in the tank? 10%, what you got? 20, what you got? 30? She said, so I automatically know if he got 10% in the tank, I know I got to bring the 90. Then she said, he'll ask me, how much you got in the tank? How much you got in the tank? You got 90% in the tank? She said, okay, then I just need to bring 10%, so we're going to be all right when they interact with each other. How was their day? You had a rough day? They only got 10% of the tank. She said, well, I know I need to bring 90. You must understand you got to possess your soul. In your patience, possess your soul, because in relationships, you're dealing with humans. We have weaknesses. And as you're going to see in covenant, as we get further, we talked last year about covenant covers weaknesses. So even in my marriage, my wife can't offend me. Can't offend me. I refuse to react. I'll respond, but I won't react. If we have a disagreement, I'm responding. I'm not going to react, which allows us to communicate. Because watch this. When you possess you possess your soul, what you're telling God is, I'm seeking to understand before I am understood. So I know how to react. Some days, your spouse might be on 10%. You need to bring the other 9 to reach 100. That means you can't react to their weaknesses, to their might be able to control their emotions on that day. You can't react to that because you're just going to make things worse. You have to learn to respond. I hope this class blessed you. Emotions are a big deal. When you learn to control your emotions, you have just positioned yourself to have victory in every situation. So I bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day. I look forward to being with you next week.